Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Dilk, and you're listening to the Relax Back UK show, the show that explores all kinds of health topics relevant to you, your family, and your friends. Each week, I talk to expert guests from a range of backgrounds to inform and entertain you. So please do join the Relax Back UK family and stay tuned.
Hi, and thank you for joining me on this week's Relax Back UK show. My guest is Ivana Danielle. She's a movement and posture expert. She started her career as a ballet dancer, suffered terribly from injury, and then via Pilates and years of experience fixed herself and now helps others.
So I see again too many people who are hurt because they are doing the wrong program for their body type.
She finds herself helping people that are often injured while doing an inappropriate exercise regime. She feels that this is sometimes due to instructors not being properly qualified or knowledgeable.
Can I see the qualifications of the teachers? Mm-hmm. Because it's your right. Because some of these teachers, Pilates, whatever, name it, they have done a weekend course.
Ivana really is a great guest and has good advice for anyone who wants to understand and improve their body. Please do join me for a great show. Thank you. Now, I've known Ivana for a few years now, and I always enjoy chatting to her. This time, I asked her how she became a movement therapist and the journey, really the whole journey, pretty much of her whole life, to where she is now.
Yes, of course, I would be very happy to share my journey. And so I would say, first of all, that I would look at myself more than a movement therapist. I look at myself as an educator of really making people aware to change their habits on how they see and perceive their body, look at exercise programs and all that. So movement therapy, yes, is one of my a part of my journey that brought me where I am today.
Okay.
And it's a very important journey that I've done through the years, most of my life, as I was born with a passion of being a ballerina since I was three. My parents sent me to the ballet academy where I was educated from, you know, the proper ballet academy. And there I developed this passion for movement. But what's very interesting, as even as a child, I started to observe how children move. And another very important thing, I think that was really the breakthrough in my life, is I was highly dyslexic child. So my dyslexia and the incapacity, and highly dyslexic because I even saw letters the other way around. I couldn't do dictation. And yes, I was a very clever little girl. But in the Italy of the 60s, the word even dyslexia didn't exist. So they thought I was a lazy child. They thought that I didn't want to apply myself, because at the time they didn't know what it was. So the ballet school was absolutely my heaven, because through movement I managed to express myself. I had an amazing capacity to record, to understand movement, to feel the body. So I think I really developed a way of communication, of reading, of connecting where other couldn't. I couldn't through the movement.
Okay.
And well, so that was the breakthrough. Yeah. Of course, later on, people started to talk about dyslexia and all that. But, I mean, it was really difficult. So that environment of movement and ballet was where that little Ivana really excelled, where she was understood and, of course, I understood, and it was amazing. So okay. That was the beginning of the journey.
And so I've read most of your book, actually, which we'll talk about later. And you do talk about how you started and got into the ballet school. But let's fast forward a bit through your life, because you've done an awful lot. And you really do help a lot of people now who kind of hobble in to see you and pretty much dance out. So maybe not everyone dances out, but they will eventually, I'm sure. One thing that I do like to ask lots of people, whether they're talking about nutrition or their medicine or whatever, is what people's qualifications are, what they've sort of studied. So I know you've studied ballet, but you've studied lots of other things as well.
Yeah, ballet was part of one of my lives. Then as a ballerina, as you know, and you read it, I got injured. I got injured very badly. I broke my foot twice, and dancers, professional dancers, have a lot of chronic injuries. And I went in my 20s and late 20s in a very bad lower back injury. I slipped my disc on a fall, and it was eventually a series of bad experiences, chronic pain and all that. So that really brought me to switch to a complete different way of looking at the body. So at the time, it was the late 80s, someone suggested me to go to a Pilates studio. Now, we need to really remember that Pilates at the time didn't even exist, and the word Pilates couldn't even be used. What they call it, body control and all that. It wasn't used because it was under the control of one only person in California who held the name. So teachers couldn't use it. But we were a super small community. I'm talking, you could count them in the world. And so I was introduced to this amazing only in one center in London. And Pilates was at the time, the real Pilates, really like going to a rehab proper rehabilitation center, like physiotherapy. It was really a serious medical and post-rehab technique. We are talking, that was the real deal. So I got absolutely fascinated, so started to study it. In the meantime, I went to the Laban School, the Laban Center, which is in Greenwich today, used to be in Goldsmith College, where I did a postgraduate degree in movement and teaching study. And I decided to get more the side of the healing side of movement. So the idea was, at the time, I wanted to heal injured dancers. That was my main thing. And I wanted to really help the dancer that went through my experience to understand better, through Pilates, through other technique. So the Laban in Goldsmith at that time, as I repeat again today, is in Greenwich, it's an amazing school, gave me this wonderful knowledge of studying from anatomy to movement to apply studies into how to, you know, help people. So then what happened is that my dream of healing dancers flew away as I flew to Singapore. And as you read, in 1997, I moved to Singapore. And I was, you know, a mom with two young kids, married, and a Pilates reformer followed me into the big shipment of, you know, the family. And I had this big house with this reformer, and people never heard of it. And friends said, can I come and try? So yes, come and try.
Basically, I just say the reformer, that's the main piece of Pilates equipment.
The main piece of Pilates that was with me. So she came and tried it. She said, can another friend try it? Yes. In 3 months, I had even the newspaper, everybody calling me because they wanted to know about Pilates. So the story goes that in 3 months, I was fully booked. I opened my little Pilates studio in the middle of this beautiful house in the jungle. It's one of these stories that, you know, I always say it was amazing. It was the perfect time, and people didn't know. I was a pioneer. It felt great. I brought something great. So I set up in Singapore, and then therefore all Southeast Asia, the first Pilates studio. In fact, my first one was called Ivana Daniel Pilates Studio. That was 98.
Right.
So that year, we won the case against this person who was holding the name of Pilates. So worldwide, the name Pilates was released. So people like me, and we were still so few in the world, could again open and a place or call the name Pilates. That was okay. Only up in 98. So that gave me the opportunity to develop. I started to work more and more with people who were not professional dancers, though I did some work with a ballet company in Singapore. And then the greatest opportunity of my life arrived. They opened the most beautiful, modern hospital facility in Singapore called Camden Medical Center, which is a skyscraper hospital. And they invited me to join in year 2000. So here we go. I started in 2000, the first clinical Pilates and rehab center of all Southeast Asia. So I was the first. It was amazing. I started small in my house, and then it became by the year, by the millennia, and by the 2008, 9, 10, it was a really huge. I had teachers that came from all over the world to work for me, literally all over the world. We had like 6 or 7 languages spoken in my center.
Fantastic.
It was fantastic, from Chinese to Japanese and Spanish, Italian, name it, whatever. So it was great experience. So 14 years in Singapore, blessing, and I really blessed the city to have really supported me. It was amazing what they did for me, the Singaporean. It was incredible. It was probably the most exciting time of my life. The center really grew bigger and bigger. And then with a colleague of mine from Hong Kong, I developed the Pilates, the education, and that's where the Pilates spread up all in Asia, in Southeast Asia. We brought gyrotonic expansion system from Julio Orbath, and one thing led to another. So we called it intelligent movement. So I became really the representative of whatever healing through movement and intelligent movement were doing. And
right.
From a clinical point of view, because as I said, I worked along all the doctors and in a big hospital.
Fantastic. All right. So massive amounts of experience, and you still hold that with you. You're now helping people in London.
Yes.
In a similar kind of way. And everybody knows someone like with a bad back or sore knees or some musculoskeletal issue. So I can only assume that you're very busy and you're very sought after. Is that right, Ivana?
Yeah, it is. What is my wish today is that I could have more people to really provide this service. So that is why, you know, I wrote the book, because when I was very interesting, when I came from Asia, from Singapore and Hong Kong, I worked a lot in China and all Asia, in India, basically developed the method all around Asia. I noticed how coming back to London, there was a huge gap. So the Pilates had developed, I would say, quite superficially. It had lost the soul that I saw in the 80s. Fitness was really there as a mainstream. And people who came to me in my clinic were in pain. The shocking thing that was 80% of their pain was coming from incorrect exercise programs, because the doctors were sending them to a gym or somewhere. And at the end, they were hurt even more. And this is still happening now. As we speak today, I just finished with a patient who had this experience. So why? Why this is happening? Because I cannot heal thousands of people. I can heal only few. But my dream is, why this information can it go to everyone? So people who are suffering from chronic pain, back and problem, can have a better access to better information instead of being broken even more by incorrect exercise program, by unqualified instructors, and end up even more. So some are lucky to end up with people who know, and it's not only me, there are some other amazing people around. But most of them don't have the luck to reach and know where to go, and they remain with the chronic pain, which is very sad.
Well, certainly in your book, there's a phrase that you've coined, which I really picked up on. And this is this fast food exercise.
So, yes.
You know, and I can really imagine that because, yeah, you know, lots of people want to get fit. They might go to the gym, they might get a trainer, and they might end up doing something which actually hurts them in the long run and might hurt them quite badly.
Yeah, it's a fast food exercise. It's the Big Mac recipe that is the same everywhere. It's just, you know, you make one product and you just throw it to everyone. And that's what most of the gym do. You know, it's just people. What I say in my book is that, you know, some of these instructors are 3 days training, a 1 week training. I work with people who have a lifetime training, not even years, a lifetime. We are still studying. I'm still researching every day of my life. I read, I research. So because we need to evolve, and we need to evolve because our lifestyle is evolving and changing, and sometimes in good directions, some others in bad directions. So we cannot get the same fast food recipe of 20 years ago, of the 80s and 90s, and still apply it. It doesn't work like it anymore.
Sure. So what advice would you give to someone who maybe wants to start an exercise program? Perhaps they haven't really done any exercise for quite a few years. What's the first thing you think they should do?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, of
read your
course,
book, obviously.
read my manual, because I've written for all of you to really make conscious choices. So honestly, easy, because in my book, as you read it, piece after piece, chapter after chapter, I explain even how to find. So if you want to go and just listen directly from me in a nutshell, I give the very, very, probably 3 or 4 points. Number one, get a proper postural analysis done by a professional. So I cannot take thousands of postural analysis. I do them every day. Go to a very reputable osteopath, physio, but very reputable. Have a full body assessment done of what is your imbalances, your muscles, strength imbalancing. Once you know, then do a lot of research on what is the best exercise, what is the best food for your muscles. Now, how do you know? Is by understanding your body type. What kind of body type you have, because different body types, different exercise programs. So that is, again, where my book is so simple. I just tell you, ABC, if you have this kind of body type, you are the athletic, the skinny, the voluptuous, the heavier, they are all beautiful, all great, all beautiful. There is no one better than the other. But like any car, imagine a car has got different models. So you need to have that manual and apply that manual to that particular model. Same is for the body. So I see, again, too many people who are hurt because they are doing the wrong program for the body type. So assess posturally. Get, understand and do some reading about your body type. Choose the right exercise for your body type. And then, the most important of all, how do I choose my where to go and who is teaching me? Well, there are tricks, again, that I give in my book, in one of the last chapters, on how to really find a place safely. So you need to do some research on the place to see the qualifications of the teacher. You ask, is your right to know who is this teacher? Normally, you go online, the center will be every information, and you can also ask the people, can I see the qualifications of the teachers? Because it's your right. Because some of these teachers, Pilates, whatever, name it, they have done a weekend course. And then I see some of my colleagues who are geniuses, absolutely amazing. They are not known, nobody goes, because they are so, how do you say, wholesome, in the sense that they do things so beautifully with no advertising and all that, then they don't have clients. Because they are not part of a big chain and all that. So again, there is a way to become a little bit more aware. And what I say is, if you start a good diet, Mike, let's say you want to change your diet, your habits, what do? You go to a nutritionist. So what does a nutritionist do? Assess you, checks if you have allergies, if you are intolerant to other foods. It checks your body, your weight, da-da-da. Then it gives you a list of supplements. It gives you a list of food that you can take, not take. So it's quite of a process. Why do we do it with food and don't do it with exercise, which is the other pillar of our wellness? So we need to do the same process when choosing a program.
Okay. Same. Yeah, I would suggest ask qualifications for both of those, actually, for the nutritionist and the trainer, for sure.
We need to know, who do we put our beautiful vehicle in the hands of? Who is it? A good engineer? If I drive my beautiful Porsche or whatever, Ferrari, or even my whatever, I want a good engineer. I don't want to just drop it to someone that is going to break it. So I think it's more the public that needs to be educated, to be more concerning, discerning. They need to know. They need to ask the right questions. I had a wonderful client who is super fit now, a superman at 83. And he came to me really not in the best condition, because he was pushed in the gym by these young guys who didn't understand anything about exercise at his age. 80. Sure. He was 80. So they nearly broke him.
No, I get it. No, absolutely. This is a really good analogy with the car and asking the questions and asking the qualifications. Very much so. Ivana, let me ask you kind of one more thing, because and there's a lot of talk about this, and I think it's true. There's a lot more people, our work has changed. There's a lot more office bound work, certainly in the UK. That might not be the case all over the globe, but, you know, that's the way things have moved in the UK. Do you think that you are busier than ever because of people changing their work habits, their way of working, and essentially just people with a lot more sedentary jobs?
I would say, first of all, this is changing all over the world. That's what I call the contemporary body, the disadvantage of the contemporary lifestyle. The number one disadvantage is a sedentary lifestyle. And this is changing worldwide. We spend too much time sitting and being passive, no exercise, no movement. But the one who are at the most risk are the younger one. So there is a change, I would say, of awareness. People want to know more, and thankfully, I see the new generation being more aware. So from having a lot of people more about, you know, our age, 40, 50, 60, today the interest is shifting to very young ones. So today, for instance, I had a 14-year-old who wanted to know how to sit properly and all that. So I work with 16, 18. So there is fantastic awareness coming both from parents who see their children not carrying themselves sitting properly and being very sedentary. And so the older generation like me, I would say, yes, we pay a price if we are not kept, but I think both you and I agree that we agree with quite of an active lifestyle. The lifestyle that I see at most dangerous today, our children. This is where we need to concentrate and help them and help their parents and the teachers at school to educate them for a better future.
Okay. And so when you see young people, it sounds like you're seeing quite a few young people. What is there one thing in particular about their desk setup that tends to alarm you most, or is it all many different things?
It's one only, and you're going to laugh. They are not sitting even anymore. They are lounging. So young people, young generation, they don't use a desk and a chair anymore. They lounge on the bed with the computer almost on the chest. That's right. How they do. In fact, there is a very interesting book that was in Italian and written about 2 years ago. It's called The Generation of the Loungers, gli sdraiati, because it's a new generation that doesn't sit anymore like us in front of a computer, but they lounge. So, and they all do that. So that is extremely worrying because they have the worst posture. They literally lack the muscle that sustain them in the sitting. On top of this, the schools are not helping because the entire setup of school is incorrect and is not posturally supporting. The desks and the chairs are too low. They are not adapted to the new lifestyle of computers or tablets. So the old system is collapsing. So, of course, my dream would be to really, first of all, teach people how to really organize the work environment, what I call the desk and chair. But it's very different, Mike. There is offices where people really have to sit. And then there is the new teenager and the new generation. They don't even care about the computers because they don't use a computer on the desk anymore. They have a tablet. So they all tell me I lounge, literally on the bed, lounge. So this is the main problem for the young. Okay. For our generation, it can be still adaptable. I use your chair. I call it now my chair. I love this amazing chair. For me, I'm sitting here as we speak. And this is the most intelligent chair. Everybody of my patients use it. I use it. We all use it. I organize, I teach people how to sit correctly, how to set up your desk. It's very simple. Again, it's on my book. There are nice drawings and very easy. That's fine. But now the biggest problem is the future.
Okay. All right. No, how certainly. So I ought to just mention, actually, that we first met probably about, I don't know, 9 or 10 years ago, because yeah. I import this chair. So when you talk about my chair, we're talking about the back end chair that I import from Sweden.
Why? Yes, your chair. Yes, and it is amazing. I've done a research everywhere in the market, and I have to say that it's nothing like that. I mean, this chair is amazing. Why is amazing? Because it's teaching people to basically use correctly the back muscle, the core muscle. It makes you work. It supports you. The problem is the young generation, they don't want to sit on the chair and on the desk because they don't need it. With the phone and the tablet, they just slouch in the bed. Right. And so when they stand, there is nothing to support the back in the correct way. Nothing, no muscles.
All right. So that do not let your children do their homework on the bed.
No, please.
No, I agree actually. So my children do slip into that habit occasionally, but I'm quite firm in suggesting they don't. So I think on the whole, I'm doing quite well as far as that's concerned. So I want to ask you one sort of more question, which is a bit more personal actually. Now, I've seen you talking to a room of people, and I have to say, Ivani, you kind of command a room, and I think this is partially due to your posture, because let's face it, you're not a big person, are you? You're not terribly tall.
No, I'm 5'5".
Okay, exactly. Yet you somehow kind of command. I saw you commanding in this room. There are about 30 people in it, and you could hear a pin drop. Now, I do think, because I've seen other people do this before, and I think the kind of a theme that goes through this is people's posture. Generally, people that can do that have a good posture, and I think the two do go hand in hand very, very much. Is that something that you've noticed?
Well, look, it helps. First of all, remember I was a performer. I was a ballerina. So yeah, to perform is something we are trained to be in front of not 30 people, but hundreds and thousands. So that helped the way you carry. I worked a lot with actors to really teach them how to present themselves and to stand on a stage and really impose themselves and create a presence is so important. You said it absolutely well. So part of my career, I work with actors to say this is how you really impose. I think is that is the also the confidence that I think you feel, and I think it's a lot of passion. I have to say, when you say thank you so much for telling me I command a room, I think yes, the posture helped. But I think it's the passion of what I do is so beyond belief that I hope that I carry that passion, convincing people on what I say and what I carry. And this is a company with a physical presence of being there and probably sitting correctly and carrying myself. It's a very good combination.
Yes, no, I would agree. So that's certainly my experience of you for sure. So, Ivana, maybe a good thing to do last of all would be just to let people know about your book, what it's called, and how people can get it if they want it, and how if they want to contact
Yeah.
you, if you have a website or what have you.
So my book is called A Manual for a Contemporary Body. They find it in Amazon Books, very easy. So they just even put my name, Ivana Danielle, with two L or E, or A Manual for a Contemporary Body. The book price varies from sometimes they go on sale 9.99 and maximum 12, £13. It is really a very easy manual, very easy. I had the best reviews on, oh, Ivana, how easy it was to follow it, ABC. And I think you feel also it's not a book of science, it's not something for professional. I think that everybody can read it and really have an easy manual to follow. So then you can go to my website and which is Ivana Daniel. It's just very easy, www.ivanadaniel.com. You can book. Yes, limited number of the people that I can see, but I want to say that my next project, and this is really what I'm starting, is to create an education, a school for taking professionals who have a background in physio, osteopathy, or clinical Pilates to make them better teachers in order to really help people with injuries. So basically, creating a new generation of intelligent teachers, and not intelligent in terms of because they are more intelligent, to teach intelligent movement.
Sure.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
So more careful with the best qualifications, a new generation of professional that if they come from my school and they have that qualifications, the doctors will know that they are in the safest hands, because I will only teach, and this program will have only top professionals to teach with me. And the people who will graduate will be absolutely ready to face this new generation of problems. So this is my next project, Mike.
Okay, that sounds very exciting. I will invite you back to tell me all about that when the time is right. But for now, Ivana, thank you very much indeed for chatting.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, and really a pleasure always chatting with you.
Thank you very much to Ivana Danielle for being such a wonderful guest this week. Also, thank you very much to all of you for listening. This week, I'd like to ask for some feedback on the Relax Back UK show, for some help from all of you. If there are any topics that you would like to be covered on future shows, do let me know. Or maybe you're an expert in a health related field and would like to be on the show, again, do let me know. I think the best way to do that is via email. My email is mike@relaxbackuk.com. So send me messages via that. Once again, it's mike@relaxbackuk.com. Thanks again to all of you, to Ivana, and to all of you for listening. I really do appreciate every single listener, and have a healthy week. Until next week.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thanks for listening to the Relax Back UK show. Join me, Mike Dilk, again next week for more fascinating interviews and chat. If you're listening to the podcast version, please subscribe, like, and share it with your family and friends. And have a healthy week. Until next week.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.